John Keir, you've had time to cool down and analyse that performance against Toulouse on Saturday. What were you most impressed with?
I was most impressed with our resolve, our resilience, that despite the difficult conditions, and they were very difficult, as you'll testify, Mick, despite the difficult conditions and a very good opposition, we managed to be resolute throughout and determined throughout and work hard throughout in order to come on with a victory. So it was more about the attitude towards the circumstances that pleased me more than any technical or tactical issues within there.
And the last two performances, John, probably close to 80-minute performances as you're going to get with everybody holding their hands up.
Yeah, I don't think it was an 80-minute performance against Toulouse. I thought we started off outstandingly well. The first 20 minutes I was delighted with. I thought the second 20 minutes were shocking. There's no doubt about that. And that allowed them to score three unanswered tries and really dominate the game. And that put some seeds of doubt in my mind. I don't know whether it did in the players, but it did in mine. And obviously we had to attempt to address that at half-time. But the pleasing thing was in the second half, they did address that. The only try Toulouse got was a breakaway try. So we handled their attacking prowess. And we certainly exploited their defensive frailties as well with some good tries ourselves. So I was really pleased with 60 minutes of that 80-minute game. But we need to nail 80 minutes against a top team. And I'm not saying Widnes aren't a top team, but Toulouse obviously are, and we've had, you know, a three out of four, basically, three quarters out of four. We need four quarters consistently.
You mentioned mental toughness and honesty, and the side have been maturing as the season has progressed. Obviously, that first quarter, you're going 8-0 up at half-time. You've conceded then 18-0 points, but they pick themselves up, and in that second half, they win it 18-6.
Yeah, they were marvellous in the second half. They really were. I was absolutely delighted with them because, you know, it was very draining conditions. Unless you were there, you didn't know. And it wasn't just the heat. I mean, you know, it might have been 33, 35, but it felt 40 plus. But it was the humidity as well. And that's the nearest conditions that I've experienced to Papua New Guinea. That's how hot and how humid it was. So again, it's great credit to them. And what we've tried to do this week, we've tried to just recover them in the first half of the week. And it's only from Wednesday onwards, really, that we've looked at the specifics of Swinton, because we accept that Swinton are a very good team, a very dangerous team. They've got great ball movement and creativity, and we need to be on point for that. So we really will be making sure that we address their threats very thoroughly in the next few days.
Bradford, John, a three-game winning run, does that help? Does that momentum, that winning momentum, help ahead of Sunday's game against Swinton?
Yeah, it does. But if you look at Swinton, I think is Swinton won 4 out of 6 or something, haven't they?
Yeah, they've been in good form.
They've been in good form, so they'll probably be looking as well and saying we've got some momentum and some good form. And it's two informed teams, two good teams, and a team that we've got to respect, and a team that we've really got to bring our A game in order to have success.
In terms of Swinton, John, they like to throw the ball around a lot. There's a lot of danger in the side.
There is, yeah. They've got young Fairclough at half-back. I'm really impressed with him. I thought he combined with Jake Shoddocks, who was on dual reps from Wigan, really well in the last game. I like the full-back as well, how he comes round the back. He's got a good pass on him, and they've got some tough forwards. And a couple of good hookers, obviously one's Scott Moore, who everybody knows about how creative and competitive Scott is. So they've got threats across the board, and they are a good team. But the thing that we're slowly realising, our players are realising, is that they're a good team as well. And they should draw confidence from their exploits throughout the year. And especially if you look at the fact now, you know, Joe's been back 3 games, Jai's been back 3 games, they've made a difference. Rhys Evans is going to play in the reserves on Sunday, so it's looking like he'll be available for selection, should he be able to get in against York. James Green ain't so far down the line. Once we've had the break for the Challenge Cup final, probably James Green and Foggin Johnson. So all of a sudden, we're starting to look healthier. And a healthy Bradford Bulls will be a very good Bradford Bulls.
Is there any other team news for the Swinton game, John? Steve Crossley likely?
Steve won't be able to play, no. We're sending Steve for a scan on Monday because we thought it would respond quicker than it has. It hasn't, so he'll be going for a scan on Monday. But you know, the lads who've come into that middle unit, they've done really well. And, you know, it's been as if we haven't missed Steve. And when you can say that, you know, against a player who's so good and so Bradford through and through and wears his heart on the sleeve, I think it's credit to the lads who've come in.
And Elliot Minchella, he's stepped up the last two games from vice-captain to captain.
Elliot Minchella's playing as I expected Elliot Minchella to play when we signed him on that three-year deal. He's a quality player, he really is. And I don't feel we did the best for Elliot when we moved him because of injuries and shortages in his certain position. We moved him about. Now he's settled as a middle unit player, he's really blossoming and he's playing some great rugby league. And, you know, I want to keep him there because that's where I feel his best football is played, and I think is where his most benefit to the team. So he's been great, and I expect him to develop further and be even better as this season goes on and next and the one after that, and hopefully when we're in Super League.
So everybody's got a clean bill of health after that trip to Toulouse?
Yeah, everybody's got a clean bill of health. They've drunk plenty of water, so hopefully they're ready to go.
Matt Garside appears to have played himself ahead of Matt Staughton in the last couple of games.
Well, that's why you have a reserve team. The purpose of a reserve team is, you know, when those lads aren't being selected, they're knocking on my door and saying, well, what can I do to get in the team? Well, I've got a really easy answer. The easy answer is you play in the reserves, and you play so well that I'm thinking, well, I need to make room for you to get in this first team. That's exactly what John Magrin's done. It's exactly what Matty Garside's done, and you've got to credit them for that. And, you know, the challenge to Matty Staughton, who will also be featuring on Sunday in the reserves, is, Matty, you need to have a real cracking game so that I'm thinking about how do I get you in. And that's the challenge for everybody.
In terms of the C word, not consistency this week, John, complacency. How do you guard against it after that magnificent performance?
There won't be any they're too good a team to be complacent about. They are. They're only 2 points behind Halifax. And we know the battles we've had with Halifax. You know, we've played them 4 times. If you look at points for and point against, we're exactly level. You know, we've won 2 league games, they won 1 league game and a cup game, and, you know, it's by 7 and by 4. That's how close that we've been. And Halifax is just 2 points above Swinton. So if we feel we're complacent, I'll tell you, we're getting ahead of ourselves and we're thinking we're Billy Big Timers. Well, we aren't Billy Big Timers. We are the Bradford Bulls, who are humble and respectful to the opposition, who'll come ready to work every Sunday.
We're down to the final 7 games of the season, John. Does the points difference factor in any of your thinking? Obviously, winning games is your first priority, but obviously with Bradford's points for and against not matching any of those in the top five, is that a factor?
No, it's a factor at all. It's to win the games. I mean, win the games is the first thing. By how many you worry about after that. And, you know, there'll certainly be plenty of twists and turns because there's a lot of teams got to play each other. You know, there's Featherstone York fixtures coming up. There's Toronto's playing a few others who are in this battle. So there's going to be plenty of twists and turns. And points for and against can't be a factor at this point in the season. We've just got to look at nailing a victory, and that's exactly what we'll be attempting to do on Sunday.
Just how good can Jordan Lilley and Joe Keyes become in the Bradford halfback pairing, John?
I think they can become outstandingly good. I mean, I think they've shown in the last couple of games exactly the promise that there's there for all to see, and I think they'll have to maintain that because we've got a pretty good one on the sideline, haven't we? You know, we've got 3 halfbacks who are real top-level championship without batting an eyelid and without any further development. Well, with further development, I think we've got 3 Super League halfbacks, and that's what's so exciting. Rowan's 18 or 19, whatever it is. Jordan's in his early 20s, and so is Joe. So the best is yet to come, and the best with some quality is yet to come.
And you feel that there's some healthy competition between all three? I think we saw that in Toulouse on Saturday. Jordan appeared to up his game, taking that game management role off Joe.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I think Joe probably shaded the halfback. If you're going to rank one against the other, he shaded the first two. But last week, probably Jordan shaded it, and that's good. That's what you want. But the thing is, they're both team players, no doubt about that. they put the team first. If we concentrate on attacking one side, they don't want the ball regardless, and you know, they're happy for us to concentrate on the game plan and stick with it. And that's the real pleasing thing about those two. They're very good young players, but they're very mature as well for their age, and they realise why we're doing things and they buy into why we're doing things.
In terms of Evan Hodgson, how's he getting on at Doncaster, John?
He's doing okay, yeah. I mean, he's getting some great game time, you know, so we're happy with that. And Kobe Green's going down to Coventry now to play first team football, so that's a plus point for him and will aid his development. So it's looking good, but obviously come August the 9th, everybody will be back here because we want to play the end of the season, hopefully the playoffs, with a full deck of cards. So there'll be nobody being lent out from August the 9th. August the 9th, they'll all be back here, they'll all be scrapping for first team places, hopefully in what will be a very exciting end of season and a very exciting playoff series.
And just finally, John, how important is it now that the Bulls are finding the rhythm, finding some form at the right time of the season?
I think it's very important, but I think that, you know, you look to that and it's what we've said from it. We've had a tough injury list, you know, and now we're getting players back. Now you're seeing the real quality, and that's the pleasing thing for us. So we will end up finishing this season, I feel, in a really good vein of form, but also very fresh as well, because people have sat out parts of the season. They've not wanted to, but they've been forced to sit out parts of the season through injury. So I think we'll have a fresh, informed team. We're really ready to rock and roll.